The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Thing about the practice this morning, it is, I think it's important for anyone who does meditation practice to be clear about the basic instruction that you're following. Because sometimes people get a variety of different instructions in meditation, and they have some very general idea of maybe what they're doing, but they're not that clear about the instructions. And they don't take the time to get clear. This meditation is about just sitting here and being calm, or being at ease, or just kind of relaxing, and which is maybe that if that's the only instruction you're following, maybe that's fine. But be really clear about the instructions. I think some people just kind of drift a little bit too much in meditation, not really clear what they're doing. And so one way to get clear about the instructions you follow is to imagine that you're going to give instruction to someone. And what would you tell them? What would you say to them? And what would come out of you if you were really being asked to give the instructions? But get clear about what instructions you're following. And once you're clear about it, then from time to time, consider how you're doing with those instructions. And that's part of the value of instructions, is that you can kind of evaluate yourself. Like, oh, this is what I'm trying to do. But it turns out that I only get around to doing it once every 20 minutes when I meditate. And then I only do it for 30 seconds. You know, I didn't realize that, you know, that I'm hardly ever here and present, and I thought I was following the instructions. Or it's like, for example, so if your instructions that you follow is being with the breathing, and you're going to follow the breath, then consider, well, how well do you do that when you meditate? Do you follow, you know, pretty much every breath or the duration, or are you able to follow two breaths and then you kind of wander off for a minute before you come back? And, you know, how is it? There's no need to judge yourself or feel bad about how you do it and how well you're doing the instructions. But it's very important to see how you do in relationship to it. And what happens to you as you understand that? And, you know, how do you respond to kind of not doing the instructions and coming back? And how do you find a peaceful way to do it? How do you find a loving way to do the practice? But how do you find a way that's consistent or committed or engaged in it? Are you engaged? Are you committed? What's going on for you? So what I'm trying to say this morning is that part of the value of being clear with the instruction you're following is you can learn a lot about yourself by how you don't do it. And so be interested in that. Oh, you know, I thought I was doing this, but I'm doing something else. What am I doing when I don't do the instructions? And if you are clear about your instructions, then you can also ask other questions about that. So, you know, for what purpose? And is this the best instructions for me to follow? And you know, is this suited for me? And then from time to time, you can come to talk to a teacher like me and say, and lay out very clearly, this is what I do. This is the instructions I give myself. And then hear what the teacher has to say and see if what questions they ask or feedback they might give. And if you're clear about the instructions you follow yourself, then you can be in a better conversation with the teacher about it as well. But if you're just kind of vague and kind of going along, and some people who come and talk to a teacher about their practice, some people sometimes talk to me about their meditation practice, by the time the conversation is over, I still don't know what they do. You know, because they're bringing up issues that come up when they meditate, and so we address and we talk about the issue, but I've never learned actually what they do. And so sometimes I wonder, are they really clear what they're doing? So the message for this morning is, be clear about the instructions you're following, and then see what arises from there. Great. Thank you.